this journey to experience oneself as an individual God. But it is not a rebellion. How could God rebel against itself? But of course, as gods, we can experience this expression. We can create for ourselves an experience of rebelling against ourselves, for we have the ability to create anything, any possibility of expression or denial or resistance or massive expansion. It is our choice. We have all been given the same power within. For no part of God, Goddess, is denied anything, part, ability, power. All beings are equal. For how could any part of God, Goddess, be unequal from another part? This would imply that some things, some beings, are not God, Goddess. But they are somehow created by some evil force that is not Goddess. Some dark, evil thing. But how could a dark, evil thing create? For only beings that only creation can exist and be from divinity, from wholeness, from creation, from love. It is a fun game, is it not? A fun exploration? Do you get the cosmic joke yet? Do you get the cosmic pun? The grand punchline? Realized fully that life is indeed a divine play, and we are merely the actors with our many entrances and exits, and our many parts and roles. It is a divine play. So we guide you to play. To play with your life. And play at your life. And to the degree that you allow yourself to play will be to the degree that you will be able to powerfully create a joyous, loving life for yourself and upon planet Earth. For you are indeed the divine child. Growing up, learning about life, creation, divinity, becoming masters, masters of reality, and also realizing that you have played this game before. You have ascended on other planets. You have come to this planet and many others many times to assist the civilizations of the times to elevate themselves. To assist those divine children within to grow up, to be nurtured, cared for, loved. You have assisted many beings and many civilizations to blossom. You have worked hard and tirelessly many, many times. And you know through your mastery the most graceful pathways to accomplish this mission. And the most graceful and easy pathways, tips, guidance is constantly being revealed by the teachers and the channels and the writers and the movie makers and the shamans and the whales and dolphins and the animals and the earth and the Christed extraterrestrials and the angels all of the most accelerated guidance has been revealed, is being revealed and will continue to be revealed until all beings awaken to the divinity within them. And you may powerfully assist everyone by continuously seeing the Christ light within them. No matter what face they show you, no matter what guise they may put upon themselves, no matter how they may act in the play, you see the true divine being within them, the true love. You are not deluded by the matrix. You are not deluded by appearance. You know that it is all an illusion, all just sets, costumes, actors saying their lines. And mind, you have the ability to change the script. By changing the script within you, by putting on different clothes, different makeup, by shifting your inner perception of who and what you truly are, and shifting your inner perception of who and what others are. And knowing that all beings are love, and desire to be loved, and desire to create love in their lives. And all beings are trying to create love in their lives right now. Every being upon planet Earth, regardless of how they are acting. Even those beings that are killing someone right now are trying to create love in their lives. Trying to create unity in their lives and upon planet Earth. All anyone wants is love and peace and unity. And they just do not realize how to create it. They are deluded to think that one creates reality by manipulating outside of themselves. And it appears that this is so, by manipulating and controlling, you are seemingly able to alter reality as if you are molding clay. But if the clay is not molded correctly, it will fall apart. If it is fired too quickly, it will crack and crumble. If something hits it too sharp, it will break and shatter into a million pieces, as reality does upon planet Earth. For all form is temporary. So we guide you once again to realize that it is a play, and to play in the play, to have fun with the play, to have fun with this world of form, to have fun seeing the form change based upon how you change within yourself. Witness this, and how you are powerfully able to change reality outside of yourself by shifting your inner perceptions. And witness how other people's change in your presence when you see the Christ light within them. Watch them glow. Watch them open. Watch them smile. And look in the mirror. you see the shifts within yourself manifesting in your body, and feel the shifts occurring in your energy fields, in your emotional body, in your mental body, and your mind, as you shift your perceptions of reality to love and divinity, to unity Christ consciousness, to honor and respect. See how your body and face shifts and changes. You have the ability to change this body, just as you have the ability to change all reality outside of you, based upon your inner perceptions. And we guide you to powerfully shift your consciousness through gratitude, being grateful for everything that has manifested in your life, for everything that has manifested in your life you have created. Being ungrateful for the things that you have created is contrary to what your soul has desired for you to experience, and it is contrary to your innate nature as a creative being, as a creative master. It is contrary to you accepting responsibility for this mastery and power. And to the degree that you accept responsibility for what you have manifested, will be to the ability that you are able to powerfully accept your creative abilities and mastery, and be able to create whatever it is you desire. We guide you to be grateful for everything that exists in your life, and to be grateful for those things that do not currently exist, that are manifesting, that you desire greatly for their creation in your life. By being grateful for them existing now, by being grateful for their manifesting now, they are created powerfully in your life. Through loud positive intent affirmation, visualization, your powerful abilities to create and visualize and envision as a child does, the reality that you prefer, vision of heaven on earth, that you have come here to create, will manifest, and is manifesting. Accept your divine power, your mastery, as a divine creator, as a master of creation, as God Goddess, as Father, Mother, God, and as the Divine Child, the Christ Child within. You are all these things. Nurture and love yourself. Nurture and love yourself. And avail yourself to being nurtured by all the divine beings who are here to assist you, who love you and support you every day of your life. Honor the path that you have chosen. Honor your choices in everything that you have created. And take full responsibility for all of these creations. And take full responsibility for everything that you will create and are creating. And know that you are creating heaven in your life. Being grateful that I am creating heaven in my life. I am grateful for creating heaven in my life. I thank myself for powerfully creating heaven in my life and for creating heaven on earth. For co-creating heaven on earth. I thank myself for creating prosperity in my life, for creating love in my life, nurturance and caring and compassion. And health. I thank myself for all of these things, for creating all of these things in my life. I thank myself for creating riches, abundance. Perfect health and vitality. I thank myself for creating, manifesting beautiful friends and lovers in my life. I thank myself for manifesting and creating beautiful food. Beautiful things and beautiful cars and beautiful houses and beautiful opportunities and beautiful adventures. And I thank all of my friends for helping me to create all the things in my life. Mother Earth for supporting me. My God presence for guiding me. The angels for supporting me. Ascended masters for supporting me. And I thank my body. All of my energy bodies and cells and organs and blood vessels and nerves. thank you all for functioning perfectly in complete unity, so that I may experience life in this body joyfully, happily. Complete and perfect health. I thank my body. I thank my body. I thank my body. Thank the beloved dolphins and whales for singing the songs of the ocean and maintaining the health of the ocean. And I thank all of the animals upon earth for continuing to survive. Bless us with your presence. Amongst all adversity, and I thank all the elemental kingdoms and fairy beings for also maintaining and blessing all of the kingdoms of the earth. And I thank Mother Earth for providing for me such a beautiful place to live and play. Such fun beings to play with, and fun creatures to play with, and adventures to be had, and such immense beauty to be seen. And I thank God, Goddess, that I am, that we are, that all is. We have created a beautiful, awesome planet, universes, for our own adventures of divine expression. I love us all. I thank us all. I honor us all. I bless us all. We are one.